Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. But what the world needs now. But for everyone, Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and the hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough.
Cynthia Jahi speaking to you right now, Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And I have with me Miss New York, New York, my partner, Miss Victoria Falk. How you doing, Miss Falk?
I am blessed. Happy to be here with you. How you doing today?
Oh, excellent. You know, this is an exciting month to be doing anything. You know, it's the month of love, you know, Valentine's Day and, you know, all the travel that people are doing for that. And, of course, it's Black History Month. And just really, really excited to be able to celebrate, you know, both of those holidays and to be able to share with our listening audience wherever they are, wherever they're going, as they're going here and there, to be able to know some of the hot spots and places that they can go to really have a great time as they're traveling. Today is Thursday, and I believe it's February the 11th. So we're real excited to be here with our listening audience at 3 o'clock. I want to take a minute to just thank our listening audience for supporting us on Home-Based Business 101, the Blog Talk radio show. Before we go into our topic for today, we're really excited, Victoria and I, because we have this exciting product that our company's come out with called the Vortex. And man, oh man, you know, as you're going to be traveling around the world, you're going to have the opportunity to be able to travel at the lowest retail price. And What about you, Victoria? You're pretty excited about that?
Oh, yes, I am. I've added a whole lot of places to my bucket list, just knowing that I can.
Yes, it is. It is indeed very exciting. I'm going to spend just a couple of minutes just going over before we dive into the Vortex, and I'll just drop a couple of hints as, you know, we're going along, because we're bursting with excitement, Victoria and I and all of our people in our business. We're just, bursting with excitement. Victoria Falk, representing New York, and the whole world with passionate travel. We're just excited about just knowing that we have a product that's going to offer the lowest retail price, you know, around the world. And that's just, you know, no matter what company people are going to do their travel with, we just want you to know when you're really looking at getting the same value, the same hotel room, the same car rental, the same resort or cruise, wherever, whatever you're doing, that you're going to be able to get it through this Vortex at the lowest retail price. So I just want to leave you with that for the moment. And then I'm going to go ahead and just share with you a couple of places you may want to go if you are out and about and you want to celebrate Black History Month, or if you're a person who just want to know a little bit more about African-American experience, the African experience, and what we have to offer across the United States in different areas. I'm going to stick with my hometown. I'm going to start off with that. My hometown is actually Baltimore, Maryland. So, again, this is Cynthia Jahi speaking about Baltimore, Maryland. And it's just an absolutely wonderful place with a lot of African-American history. It's the city where Harriet Tubman came through as a slave, and Frederick Douglass from being a slave to get their freedom. How awesome is that? In the state of Maryland, you find the actual Tubman home. You find the places that Frederick Douglass lived as a child as a slave, and as he worked on the docks near the Chesapeake Bay. So if you're down by the Inner Harbor, you know, you'll be actually walking on that ground, that sacred ground that he actually worked on, and the areas that he lived. If you want a more definite tour, you can go to the Baltimore Great Blacks and Wax, one of the oldest African-American wax museums on the East Coast, and that's located right in Baltimore, Maryland. Just, I'll give you my number later on. You can give me a call so I can give you all the information on their dates and times they're open. I visited that museum probably 10, 15 times. I've taken children groups to that museum, and I've taken senior citizen groups to that museum, and audience, I just want you to know that a lot of our senior citizens were just in total amazement of the history that they had either forgotten about or just had not been exposed to. So the Great Blacks and Wax does an exceptionally great job on everything from leaving the coast of Africa to the Middle Passage to being able to give you the, overcoming, going through slavery, overcoming slavery, great inventions by African-Americans, and all, of course, our participation in politics and just the everyday life of the African-American experience at the great, the wonderful Black Wax Museum, Great Blacks and Wax, located in Baltimore, Maryland. Of course, as you are venturing all down through the Inner Harbor, there are areas that will also have information concerning our input, what we were doing, our part in history in the Baltimore, Maryland area. There's another wonderful place right there in Maryland, in our Virginia area, over in the West Virginia. That is the area of the John Brown raids and the African Americans that participated in those raids that were actually, some people have said it's the kickoff. It was the spark of the Civil War. So that's the place that I've gone. And again, I've taken children and seniors there. And it is a place that you could actually, both of these places, you could spend a couple of days. Would you agree, Victoria? A couple of days in that area. What do you think about that?
Oh, yes, definitely. There's so much to do. And, you know, even for those people who live in that vicinity, you know, a lot of times when we live in an area, we don't take advantage of all the gyms that are right next to us. So whether you're in a neighboring city, you across the states, or right in the town, it's definitely wonderful things to do.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's so funny because I remember after graduating high school, one of my best friends, Marquita, and I would actually leave Baltimore. And it's kind of funny because a lot of 20-year-olds, 18, 19, 20-year-olds don't do this, you know. But we just liked it, going over to D.C., you know, to the Smithsonian. And over at the Smithsonian, please, if you could just put aside, oh, my goodness, even a week, I'm going to tell you, to do the DMV area, you could spend a pretty good week. The Smithsonian alone takes about 2 or 3 days, and they have a wonderful African-American history section that is very detailed. It's very it shows you the migration of us as African people from the South to the North, and, you know, how that affected southern towns and how that built up Chicago and New York and Baltimore and the D.C. area, and the plight of a people. It really gives you the plight of a people. And it's great for families, for the teachers out there. It's absolutely awesome for you. I highly suggest, of course, that you call me so I can help you set up your curriculum. But it is actually a wonderful place to go to take children. I do want to say one thing about the Great Blacks and Wax. I want to go back to that for a second. I do not think you need to take 5, 6, 7-year-olds. We had a couple of experiences that was a little bit too much for them. So you may want to kind of test the ground there and take maybe your children when they get 9 or 10, to be really honest with you, and make sure you prep them so they are prepared. They have, you know, read some books, seen some pictures, a couple of movies, so that when they go in, because it is a little dark when you go in, you know, that they can be prepared. And that's just a hint, you know, you're not stuck there with can you imagine a 6-year-old that doesn't want to go any further. So that's some of the things that as a travel agent, you know, we just want to let you know those tips as to, you know, what's age-appropriate type of things that you may want to do. But all in all, please make sure that through the course of time, as your children are growing up, that you take them, that you as a family or church group, that you take advantage, as Ms. Victoria Falk was saying, of what might be right in your hometown, if you're in that DMV area, or if you're somebody passing through from Colorado, we welcome you to the Baltimore, D.C. area to see, you know, all the great things that we have there. Also, if you're in that area, or if you are not in the area but you want to come out, we're going to be sharing some information about the Vortex, right, Victoria?
Oh, yes, definitely. Right near the Inner Harbor at the Hilton Garden Inn, but we want you to be our VIP guest. So you're interested in passing through, the presentation is free, and you will not be disappointed. So make sure you leave your contact information so that Cynthia and I can follow up with you, and you can be our VIP guest for the event.
Yes, most definitely. And that event actually is going to be this Saturday morning. So make sure you call us or contact us very soon about that. We'll give you the contact information, in a few minutes. But there's just so many things that we can do as we travel. And as I mentioned earlier, you're going to want to know about this product called the Vortex, because whether you are traveling at local museums, whether you're with a group tour that's traveling on bus, you're staying at a hotel 9 times out of 10 if you're going to do these overnight trips, and or if you're taking a trip that's going to take you more global, if you're going to go to Jamaica, you know, and spend some time learning some African history, you know, down there for that month, you know, that's where the great Marcus Garvey came from, and that's where Bob Marley, you know, lived. And there is a tremendous, tremendous amount of history, you know, there in Jamaica. So you could go there and enjoy the sand and the sun, have some fun in the sun, and also, you know, take advantage of the historical and educational information there that, again, is showing you the life and the struggle of a people intercontinentally with the people coming from Jamaica, coming to America, you know, the great Marcus Garvey, all that he did. And that is, oh, my goodness, this is something to really, really, really take advantage of. I don't know if some of you know that the great Marcus Garvey ended up at one point in London, England. So he was a globetrotter. He actually, you know, went quite a few places around the globe, leaving an imprint for those of us for African pride. So I just wanted to mention that to you. And with that said, if you're going to be traveling like that and you're going to go to Jamaica, then at some point in time, you're going to want to make sure, or quite sure, if you're like me and Victoria, you want to get the best prices in your travel. So what do you want to share with the listening audience, Victoria? I know you got a lot of hot stuff in this New York, New York.
Well, definitely. You know, and just want to add to what you're saying about the vortex. You know, the beauty, imagine, folks, imagine the beauty of being able to save money every single time you travel, regardless of whether you're going next door, if you're going across the United States, or if you're going to hop through several different countries, right? Imagine being able to save for you and your family and your friends and your church group and your organization. So when we talk about the vortex, that's what we're talking about. You know, a lot of times people get excited when they go to these different sites and they find one particular savings, and it's for a particular time frame, and they got to hop on it quick because the deadline is coming. But we're talking about every single time, you know, regardless of when you go, regardless of how long you stay, regardless of who you have with you, you know, how many people you have with you, or the purpose of the trip. So that's what we're talking about, the power of the savings. And because you're able to save, it makes it possible to do it again and again and again. Travel is good for your mind, body, and soul. And guess what, folks? It's good for your romance, too, right? It's good for your romance, because romance travel is really big right now. Because what do? When you fall in love, you want to take a trip. What do? When you want to treat that special person? You treat them to a trip. What do? When you want to pop the question? You take them on a trip, right? So travel is big. Now, if you need a place to visit this weekend, Cove Haven Resorts out in the Poconos. There are three beautiful, distinct resorts in the same area. And guess what? When you stay at one, you get to use the facilities at each of the three resorts for the price of one. And I'm talking about all-inclusive amenities, right? Being able to enjoy the whirlpool, the jacuzzi. I don't know if folks have seen the commercials lately or the pictures lately, but if anybody remembers that champagne glass with the couple in the champagne glass with all the bubbles, that's the Cove Haven Resort.
I remember that.
You remember that champagne glass, right? Everybody wanted to go there and be in the champagne glass. Imagine having your own suite, right, and being able to walk out of your suite and into the heart-shaped pool, you know, and it's a part of your suite. You don't have to bother with the next guest. Everything you have is within your area, and they have everything to fit all the different personalities. So that's out there in the Poconos. And then once you're in that area, another option is the Woodlands Inn Resort. Now, what makes the Woodlands great is that it's more affordable. You know, so if you have your money to splurge and you just want to pull out all the stops, then I highly recommend Cove Haven Resorts. But if you didn't get that income tax refund yet and you're in between checks, but you still want to make a statement and let somebody know that you love them, then I highly recommend the Woodlands Inn Resort. It's affordable, but they do not hold any stops. Like, you have beautiful accommodations. You can have your romance package, which will include your chocolates and your champagne and your roses brought to your room. They have your indoor swimming pool. They have the jacuzzi. They have the spa. So consider getting that couple's massage, if you will. And there are three different restaurants right on site that you can enjoy. There's the American style. There's the deli. Why not try the Japanese restaurant? Do something different this weekend. So there you have it, folks. Those are my top choices. But even if you don't make it out far and you decide you want to do something inside, we have access to restaurants.com. You know, you can contact us about that also. Nobody wants to cook for Valentine's Day. Treat your special person to a wonderful dinner at their favorite restaurant. And when you do it through restaurant.com, you get to save. And why do we push savings? Because when you save, you're able to do it again and again and again and again and again. And that's called lifestyle, people. And that's what I love so much about Surge 365. Isn't it wonderful, Cynthia, to talk about lifestyle where we're not sitting and hoping and with our fingers crossed that we can have these experiences? We know that we can have these experiences. We're having it and being able to have it again and again and again. The worst thing you can ever experience is being on vacation with somebody who does not know when their next vacation will come. Have you ever been on vacation with that person? they're nervous. They're like, oh, my goodness, I have to do this because I don't know when I'll get a chance to do this, and they're all uptight. But when you're able to take vacations like this, like the ones we have because of the Vortex, you know, and because of Surge 365, and just being able to enjoy lifestyle. So if you can let them know, Cynthia, how they can contact you and have the lifestyle that they love this Valentine's Day and months and years to come.
Oh, I'll be more than happy to do that. I want to say one thing real quick. You have my mouth watering, and my husband and I right now we're in kind of passing through Rocky Mount, North Carolina, a little teeny little town. But I do want to say this here, boy, oh, boy, I can't wait. We're going to go to the Prime Smokehouse, Victoria. And you talk about an award. Yes, indeed, it's an award-winning restaurant. They're going to have the best of the barbecue ribs and wings and seafood and desserts. And I'm looking at this picture, and it's looking great. And, you know, for those people who want to kind of support and come out and see some of the old-time groups, I'm a baby boomer. So they're going to have the Drifters down here at the Tall River Orchestra Chorus League. They're going to be performing, and it's going to be at a local place, a Nash Community College. They've got all the venues where they've got other things going on. But like you're saying, so many times people miss out on what's right under their nose, right in their own city. Right here in Little Rocky Mount, we got a place called the Imperial Center, and they've got to have a Saturday of exciting events. So call me so that I can tell you more about it. But as Victoria said, if you are wanting to go out to one of these events, I'll tell you about the one at the Imperial House before I get my phone number. It's called the Imperial Center for the Arts and Sciences. They're having a Black History Month, a night of heritage, and that's at 6 o'clock Saturday night. They're going to have the 7th Hour Groove Masters Jazz Band. This is a great band out of the area, the Rocky Mount Community Choir. And don't take these little choirs, you know, lightly. You know, Victoria and I have seen some awesome choirs coming out of these small towns. So make sure you don't miss this here. You know, you could be visiting a grandma, aunt, or family member in the area sitting around thinking, I done came all the way through here and there's nothing to do. But there's plenty to do. Come out and see some of these fantastic shows and have yourself a mouth-watering meal at the Prime Steakhouse. At the Prime Smokehouse, actually the name of it, the Prime Smokehouse. So let me give you my information, Cynthia Jahi, my phone number, because I would like for you to text me that you'd like more information. You can get me at 252-406-0774. And I'm representing Movements Unlimited Travel, which is a part of Surge 365, and the Vortex. And Victoria and I can save you money, whether you want to travel, where is it, Victoria, wholesale or retail, right? And I'll give it back to Ms. Victoria. We got to cover it. And she's going to tell you her information so that you can go to that. I can't wait to be in that little bubbly thing up in the cold. So go ahead and take it away, Victoria. Give them your information also.
Yes, life is passionate, people. Let's live passionately. I'm the CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated, and you can find me at 347-658-8459.
Well, we want you to have from Victoria Falk and myself. My goodness, I mean, between some of the things that I've shared and especially what Victoria Falk shared, you could have a romantic weekend. You know, you might want to start it off Saturday morning with the piece we were telling you about concerning the Vortex. Get on out there to Baltimore and find out how you can save some money and, let me clear my throat, and make some awesome money also. Am I right, Victoria?
That's right, definitely.
So go on out to that Hilton Garden, but shoot me a text message that you want more information so that you could be my VIP guest. We can set aside a seat for you, or if you want to be a guest in this fall, depending on where you're coming from. If you're coming from New York or New Jersey, you might as well be this Victoria Falk guest. You might be coming from Connecticut. I don't know. But if you're coming from up there, go ahead and let Ms. Falk know. And if you're coming anywhere in the other area, I'm more than happy to. Either one of us will make sure we reserve a seat for you as our very special guest. But you need to contact us so that we can be looking for you. You're looking for us there, or you're looking for one of us to at least greet you. But like I said, you start the day off seeing how you're going to save some money and make some money, and then you turn around and you go to one of these beautiful places that we've shared with you and have a wonderful, wonderful, romantic weekend, knowing that those next trips that you take for the rest of the year, you, my dear, will be going at the lowest retail or wholesale price. This has been a great time sharing with you from Miss Victoria Falk of what?
Passionate Travel Incorporated.
And Cynthia Jahi of Movements Unlimited. We're keeping it passionate, people, and we're keeping it moving with love from Victoria Falk and Cynthia Jahi. Have an awesome, awesome weekend. Thank you so much.